iBridge Audio presents The Abilene Trail, a Ralph Compton novel by Dusty Richards. Read by Terry Evans. November 21st, 1867. Kermack County, Texas.
You ever been to Kansas, Mark?
He asked the wide-eyed teenager.
Kansas?
The youth threw his hands up to shade his eyes from the noontime sun.
Hell no... I mean, no, sir.
Ben McCullough looked over at the woman who had come to the doorway of the paintless house. At 32, Jenny Fulton was an attractive enough widow with three boys. Mark, her eldest, stood before Ben's roan horse, all eaten up with the notion of being asked to make his first cattle drive. The light brown-haired woman standing in the threshold could use the money her son would earn. As a consideration to her, Ben would have to see that some of the boys' pay managed to make it home. "Hello, Jenny," he said, straightening his spine in the saddle and removing his high-crowned hat for her. Her willowy figure in the faded, wash-worn dress was enough to make his guts roil.
"Hello, Ben. You must be needing some help today."
The warm smile showed her even, white teeth, and she pushed back an errant wave of hair from her face. Her steps looked dainty as she walked toward them. By her age, most women's feet were splayed out from being without shoes so long, but not Jenny's.
"I was asking Mark if he had time to go to Kansas this next spring."
"I see,"
she said, using her hand to hold back her hair and also shade her eyes.
"He'll turn 16 next month."
"I know. Been some younger boys than that go up the trail. Can you spare him for a few months?"
16 these days and you're a man, aren't you?"
She shook her head as if in mild disbelief. He stepped off.